KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls golf yesterday, first round regional golf meets held in many of the classes locally. In Class 1A at the Griswold Golf and Country Club, it was Corning winning the meet with a 416 total. Griswold the runner-up at 426. Both those teams qualify for the regional finals next week. Individually, Kaylee Westlake of Corning shot 91. Bailey Heaton of Corning, 93. Cassidy Legg of Griswold shot 97. Alex Potsner of Earlham a 102 and Serena Robinette of Griswold a 103 total. Those were the top five, and they all move on as well. In Class 1A at Dunlap Golf Course, it was Exira EHK with a 453 leading the field. Guthrie Center at 487 was the runner-up. They both qualify as teams for the regional finals. Individual qualifiers include Kara Collins of Exira EHK, who had the low round of 101. Jessica Wood of Exira EHK with a 104. Mallory Olson of Guthrie Center, 111. Maria A. Ahearns of Guthrie Center, a 113, and Katie Cogdell of Coon Rapids Bayard, a 114. They all advance to next week's round. In Class 2A at the Greenfield Golf Club yesterday, Audubon wins the team title with a 366 total. Central Decatur shot 376, and they also move on to the regional final round. Individually, Susie Byland of Audubon was the medalist, shooting the low round of 84. Lexi Tiggison of Audubon, an 86. Shelby Williams of Cam Adair Casey, an 89. Katie Havens of Central Decatur, Sadie Green of Central Decatur, and Rachel Flug of Audubon all shot 92, and they all qualify for the regional final round next week as well. Also in a 2A meet at Ottawa Country Club, Maple Valley, a 431, and Ridgeview, a 447, were the top teams, and they both qualify for next week's round. Individually, Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley had the low round of 89. Maple Valley's Summer Beery shot a 102. Katie Eckert of Woodbury Central, a 105. Nicole Tarks of AHST, a 107. And Sierra Boyer of Maple Valley, a 107, and they all qualify for the next round. Also in Class 3A at the Shenandoah American Legion Country Club yesterday, it was Atlantic winning the regional first-round match as they shoot a 374 total, and that was better than Clarinda's 385. They're the runner-up. Both those teams qualify for the regional final round. Individually, Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic shot the low round of 83. That was eight strokes better than Ellie Shane of Clarinda, who was second with a 91. Bailey Walter of Atlantic had a 92. Shelby Worth of Atlantic shot 94. And Beth Anderson of Clarinda, a 96. They're the top five, and they move on to next week's regional final round as well in girls' golf. Hawkeye 10 Conference holding its girls' tennis championships yesterday, and Carroll and Red Oak once again wins the team title as the Tigers post a 30 for their point total. That's better than Glenwood's 26. Clarinda had 24 for third place. Shenandoah and Lewis Central were fourth and fifth. Creston tied with Lewis Central for fifth place. Kemper Catholic, Harlan, Denison, and Atlantic round out the rest of the field. Individually, at number one singles, the championship goes to Abby Bergston of Lewis Central. She beat Kate Walker of Red Oak 6-2 and 6-love in the finals. For Atlantic, Lexi Allen placed sixth, losing to Leah Gredeman of Kemper Catholic 8-4 in the fifth place match. At number one doubles, the championship belongs to Grace Blomstead and Zoe Baker of Red Oak as they beat Rachel Tucker and Grace Newman of Glenwood 6-3 and 6-2 in the final. In number one, two singles, championship goes to Sarah Cabine of Clarinda over Michaela Taylor of Red Oak, 6-3 and 6-love. And also at number two in the doubles, it was the championship going to Erica Sherman and Paige Van Osdell of Red Oak as they beat Jana King and Maggie Finnegan of Glenwood, 6-love and 6-2. The Atlantic team of Hope Boker and Molly Welter placed eighth in yesterday's meet. Also yesterday in high school soccer and girls action, it was Atlantic edging Riverside 1-0 as Emily Mitchell scored in the first half, and Atlantic made that stand up as Marin McNeese had 10 saves in the net for the Trojans. Also, Tri-Center beat AHST 5-2. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey, a winner over Ballard 2-1. St. Albert beat Missouri Valley by a 9-1 final. Also in boys action, it was Riverside topping Nottoway Valley 4-0. Harlan over Creston 4-2. Denison 2-0 over Glenwood, and ADM beat Carroll 4-2. Nothing. Well, the Miami Heat and the Memphis Grizzlies have 3-1 leads in the NBA's conference semifinals as LeBron James had 27 points and the Heat silenced the Bulls 88-65 last night. The 65 points allowed were just two off the all-time postseason low for a Miami opponent, and it was the worst offensive performance by a Chicago team. Carlos Boozer had team highs of 14 points and 12 rebounds for the Bulls, who will try to stave off elimination when they visit the Heat on Wednesday. The Grizzlies have control of their series after turning a 17-point deficit into a 103-97 overtime win against Oklahoma City. Mike Conley hit 4 3-pointers and finished with a team high 24 points. Thunder forward Kevin Durant had a team-high 27 points but missed all five of his shots in the overtime as Oklahoma City will host Game 5 on Wednesday. It'll be the Boston Bruins taking on the New York Rangers in the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals. Patrice Bergeron provided the tying and series-winning goals to cap the Bruins' tremendous comeback in a 5-4 overtime win over Toronto in Game 7. No team had ever won a seventh game after trailing by at least three goals in the third period until Bergeron beat James Reimer at 6:05 of the extra session. The Maple Leafs had a 4-1 lead after Phil Kessel and Nazem Kadri tallied 3:20 apart early in the third period. Nathan Horton's goal began the Boston comeback before Milan Lucic and Bergeron scored 31 seconds apart in the final minute 22 of regulation. The Rangers also won a Game 7 as Henrik Lundqvist posted his second consecutive shutout in a 5-0 win over the Capitals in Washington. Lundqvist made 13 saves in each of the first two periods and finished with 35 in his eighth career shutout. To baseball now, where Lance Lynn overcame early control woes and St. Louis used a three-run seventh inning to beat the New York Mets 6-3 last night. Lynn allowed three runs on three hits and four walks the first two innings. He only gave up one hit and one walk in his last five innings. He's 4-0 now at home this season. Rick Ankiel signed by the Mets earlier in the day after clearing waivers and playing against the team that revived his career as a position player just missed a diving catch on Ty Wigginton's pinch-hit bloop double to shallow center off of Scott Rice to open up the seventh. Matt Carpenter followed Wigginton's hit with a sharp grounder off Rice's leg, and the ball rolled into foul territory down the first baseline. Wigginton never stopped running, and his head-first slide barely beat the tag to snap a three-all tie and put the Cardinals out front. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 5-1. It was Chicago over Colorado 9-1, Atlanta 10-1 over Arizona, and Washington beat the L.A. Dodgers 6-2. In the American League, Billy Butler broke out of a severe slump with five hits and five RBIs, and the Kansas City Royals kept Joe Blanton winless in eight starts this season with an 11-4 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Butler's hit total tied his career high, established July 27th of 2009 at Baltimore. The designated hitter has three games with five or more RBIs in the major, including a franchise record tying seven on April 7th at Philadelphia when he hit his first career grand slam. He began the day in a 4-for-35 rut with a .228 average and one RBI in 23 at-bats over his previous six games. Luis Mendoza allowed three runs and six hits over six innings, striking out six and walking no one as the Royals began a nine-game road trip after a three-game sweep by the New York Yankees. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Cleveland and the New York Yankees splitting shutouts in a doubleheader. Cleveland 1-0 over the Yanks in the opener. The Yankees come back 7-0 in the nightcap. Also, Detroit beat Houston 7-2. Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 10-3. Oakland beat Texas by a 5-1 final. Slugging first baseman Anthony Rizzo and the Chicago Cubs agreed to a $41 million seven-year contract that could be worth up to $68 million over nine seasons. The 23-year-old Rizzo is considered one of the centerpieces of the Cubs' rebuilding efforts. He's hitting .280 with a .352 on-base percentage, nine home runs, and 28 RBIs in his third major league season. It was a tough night for the Houston Astros, who had their ace pitcher and top hitter leave Monday's game at Detroit due to injuries. Right-hander Bud Norris left his start against the Detroit Tigers with back spasms after five innings and 71 pitches. The Astros also lost standout second baseman Jose Altuve to a jaw injury earlier in the game. Also, Nationals right fielder Bryce Harper left Monday's game in the fifth inning after running full speed into the scoreboard in right field at Dodger Stadium. Harper rolled onto his back and eventually got up under his own power. Streaks of blood were evident on his neck as he walked off the field. The Cleveland Indians have optioned struggling third baseman Lonnie Chisenhall to AAA Columbus and brought up left-hander David Huff from the minors. Chisenhall was hitting just .213 with three homers and 11 RBIs. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was the Iowa Cubs beating Reno 6-4, while Colorado Springs topped the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 7-6. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed running back Nile Davis, a third-round pick out of Arkansas. Davis was selected 96th overall in last month's draft. The terms were not released yesterday. Davis had a monster sophomore season for Arkansas, running for 1,322 yards and 13 touchdowns, but the 227-pound Davis broke an ankle as a junior, and a combination of uncertainty on the coaching staff and his fumbling problems resulted in a rough junior season. He only ran for 377 yards and two TDs last year. The Chiefs hope that Davis can take some of the burden off of Pro Bowl ball carrier Jamal Charles. Kansas City Chiefs have hired former Nevada coach Chris Ault, the innovator of the pistol offensive formation that has swept through the NFL, to serve as a special consultant. Ault's agent, Bob Lamont, confirmed the hiring to the Associated Press on Monday. It was first reported by the Reno Gazette Journal, which covered Ault during his college coaching years. It wasn't clear exactly what his duties will be with the Chiefs. The pistol offensive formation lines up the quarterback just a few yards behind center, but short of the traditional shotgun formation. The idea is to give the quarterback, particularly those with the ability to run the option, more versatility immediately after the snap. Ault utilized the offense at Nevada with Colin Kaepernick, who led the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl this past season. Well, the governments of the United States and Russia can sometimes be at odds. Americans and Iranians rarely see eye to eye on anything. But the possibility of wrestling losing its Olympic spot has given these three often divergent nations a cause to rally around. The U.S., Russian, and Iranian wrestling teams will meet on Wednesday for an historic exhibition in New York. It's a showcase event for what the sport's international governing body has dubbed World Wrestling Month. The New York exhibition, known as the Rumble on the Rails, and to be held at the Grand Central Terminal, is designed to highlight the sport's international appeal and popularity. Nenad Lalovich, the acting president of wrestling's governing body, says this crisis has forced all wrestling nations to stick together. And Orb has completed his final workout before Saturday's Preakness Stakes, breezing 4 furlongs in 47.18 seconds at Belmont Park, and that time is considered fast for a final work before a big race. Shug McGahee was elated with what he saw, saying that he's on cloud 9 after his horse's workout. That's Jack Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.